If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson, and I'm back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances that you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, raw Iranian-American garage rock meets anti-oppression activism through the power of love in the sound of Habibi.
One thing I got a lot to give you.
Is the place where the light enters you. So said Rumi, the Persian poet and Sufi mystic of whom all descriptions are deficient. He's quite likely the best-selling poet in the USA. Meanwhile, the US government has imposed sanctions on Iran in one form or another since the 1970s, not to mention ousted their democratically elected prime minister in 1953 and restored power to the monarchy in the name of oil profits. Add to that the continuing media portrayals of Iranian people as either terrorists or refugees, and you have what amounts to a national cognitive dissonance. Singer Raheel Jamalafard and guitarist Lenny Lynch actually met in New York, even though they are both from Michigan.
Everybody was very heavy into garage, and there was, of course, you learn about the Stooges and the MC5 and, you know, people like that. But then you also have, you grow up with Motown sounds, yeah, of
like the best Motown,
the Funk
stations.
Brothers. And exactly. And we just took it for granted kind of growing up there, yeah, and not realizing. And when I went to New York, and I'm like, why isn't this stuff on the radio? Why? I never hear this stuff anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that you didn't listen to Motown 24/7 outside, yeah, of, you know, because those were all like the staples and the classics. So it was definitely, I mean, even before we came in here, her mantra is "I am Suzy Quatro." So it's like,
another
we definitely have a lot of, like, we're very lucky for where we grew up. I think there is like a very richness in the Detroit music scene.
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Double Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Come on!
In addition to their shared roots in and around Detroit, they discovered that they shared a love of 60s and 70s Iranian pop and psychedelia. There is a large Middle Eastern and Arab population in Detroit. Originally mainly Lebanese and Syrian, they immigrated to work in the auto industry. Since it was one of the first successful Arab communities in the USA, it grew. And over time, its diversity of country, religion, and ethnicity also grew. The term Habibi is pretty much cross-cultural. It means my love. Well, sort of. It's a term of endearment with multiple uses, like honey in the South. Raheel has been able to visit family in Iran, and her family has encouraged keeping in touch with roots, which is actually not as common. Many families instead try to encourage the kids to assimilate and speak English. She told NPR, "My grandfather loved the old poets, so he knew all of Hafez and Sa'di and Rumi. He could recite all of their poems." She sings in Farsi on many songs, and the band has embraced ambassadorship. They even participated in a residency at Duke University for the Building Bridges Muslims in America Project. They performed and hung out at Pinhook, a safe space for marginalized and queer folk in Durham, North Carolina. Habibi released their self-titled debut in 2014.
They say you wait, you wait, you wait so long, so long. I thought I had it, but I was wrong, so long. And then I found it, and you found me, my Detroit baby, you're all I need.
In 2015, they did a split single with La Luz, old friends of KEXP, who were once from Seattle, now based in L.A. Put out the EP Cardamom Garden in 2018. Their latest album is Anywhere But Here. There's also a brand new track up on Bandcamp, a cover of The Savages' World Ain't Round, It's Square. They wanted to remind us that we should embrace difference, not fear it. They wrote, "We wanted to release this song as a union of the Iranian and American people, and all people who struggle with oppressive regimes, who are constantly at the mercy of others' non-acceptance and intolerance. We hope the unfortunate events unfolding right now pave a new path for empathy, acceptance, and compassion. In other words, the wound is the place where the light can enter you." P.S. You did vote, right? For this session at KEXP, Habibi played four songs from Anywhere But Here, available on Mudguts Records. We are more than excited to present Habibi, right here on Live on KEXP.
Angel eyes, oh angel eyes.
You just heard Habibi with the songs Angel Eyes and Hate Everyone But You.
Live on KXXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Habibi.
Thank you.
And that was our live session with Habibi. You heard the songs Stronghold and Come My Habibi. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to WBEW 89.5, covering a nice swath of the Midwest from Illinois to Michigan, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the fantastic video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.